Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome. Great to have you with us here on this Wednesday afternoon. Gorgeous day. Sunbury Motors Studios mobile today. And our number 1-800-795-9565. Don't forget Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And also don't forget about the Lenape Solar Hotline at 1-800-795-9565, 1-800-795-9565, Lenape Solar at LenapeSolar.com. Melky Cabrera has had a phenomenal year, and I thought he would be in the running for the MVP in the league, and now we find out a little too much testosterone. Melky's gone for 50 games. It changes dramatically the dynamic of the Western Division race. It changes dramatically the dynamic of the wild card race. Now I think the wild card race is going to be down to St. Louis and Pittsburgh. And they're a game back. I think St. Louis is going to overtake them. But the Cabrera revelation today was huge, huge, because it takes out a major part of the offense for the Giants. Posey's had a great year. Pence, of course, gives them a lot of power. But Cabrera, you're talking about a 355 guy out of the lineup. You're the Dodgers, who are currently tied with the Giants, and you've made the acquisitions you have, Victorino, Hanley Ramirez, even Joe Blanton, who pitches tomorrow, which gives them a little more depth. It changes things for them dramatically. They're tied with the Giants right now. The Pirates are a half game up on the Giants and Dodgers in the wild card race at the moment. But, you know, they're a half game up on only one team because one's going to win the division. But St. Louis is a game back. So it is a huge moment in the race to have it happen on August 15th. Melky Cabrera is done for the year.
And this is
a season-ending injury.
Yeah, this is a guy, too, that, you know, as you said, you know, hitting about 350, leads the majors in hits, runs scored, and wasn't he All-Star MVP?
As All-Star MVP, that, I mean, that part's irrelevant.
Right, but still.
I mean, he's had a great year. And to remove him from the mix, suddenly changes the dynamic of the race. And that's the part that is, because it's not just the Western Division race that changes. It changes the wild card. I think now it's Pittsburgh-St. Louis. It's just two teams we're going to face for it, because I just don't see how the Giants get through this. Because the Giants are a team that offensively is not, they're not a great offensive team to begin with. And now you lose a guy that's a 350 hitter in all this. A guy who's been one of your primary offensive forces all year, a team that has built a lot on pitching and what they've done. You know, they already don't have their closer in Wilson, okay? But now the pressure on Posey and the pressure on Pence grows exponentially because of this. It changes everything. And not only that, but, I mean, Kevin had his fantasy baseball league. You're silent. You're stunned.
Sorry, I was on the line there. See, now you're silent.
Well, with Melky Cabrera?
Yeah, I had Melky on the line. That's exactly right. I had Melky on the line, and he said, listen, my positive test was a result of the use of substance I shouldn't have used. I accept my suspension under the joint drug program, and we'll try to move on with my life. I'm deeply sorry for the mistake, and I apologize to my teammates, the San Francisco organization, and the fans for letting him down.
And you didn't put him on the air?
Well, he had to run.
I mean, it would have really helped promote the Lenape Solar Hotline if you did.
I know. He had to run real quick because, you know, he had other appearances to make, so.
What, another test? Our number, 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. So, you know, if you want to jump in and get involved in this, you can. Love to hear from you because it changed the dynamics of the race. Mike, let's get to Mike Wallace for a moment. Mike Wallace's situation initially did not bug me because, look, he misses OTAs. Okay, so what? He misses minicamp. Okay, so what? I mean, to the team, it's a big deal, but I say so what. But when you start missing training camp, like he has been missing training camp, then it becomes a big deal to me. It's more than just so what, especially when you're putting in a new offense. And he also gets $2.7 million if he signs the tender. $2.7 million. Then after that, you can negotiate what you have. The problem I have with Mike Wallace is that sports is something where adjustments are critical. Now, the greatest adjustments are made in baseball. Baseball is where you see the adjustments. They happen on because there's so many games. It happens on an everyday basis. They get a book on you. You have to be able to fight your way through the book, all right, and make yourself a better player in all this. And if you don't adjust, you're out of the league, pure and simple as that. Now, you get to the NFL, it's also adjustments, but it's on a week-by-week basis, but they also get a book on you. It's obvious, based on last season, that teams got a book on Mike Wallace. I mean, it's obvious they got a book on Mike Wallace. And when they did, his production went down dramatically. I mean, his production plummeted dramatically. He had 8 touchdowns in the opening half of the season. He had 1 touchdown in the last 8 games of the season. In the playoff game against Denver, he had 3 catches for a whopping 26 yards. 3 for 26. And, you know, that's, and this guy is holding out for more of what? I mean, his production does not match the dollar figure he wants. He wants to be paid Larry Fitzgerald money. He's not in the same stratosphere at the moment as Larry Fitzgerald. He's not. There are certain guys that are elite guys in this league. Okay, Calvin Johnson is elite. Larry Fitzgerald is elite. Andre Johnson with Houston is elite. Right? I mean, they're elite guys in the league. I mean, I could argue that Victor Cruz had a better year than Mike Wallace. I mean, I could argue Victor Cruz did. And as far as I'm concerned, if I'm the Steelers, I don't budge. I don't give them anything. I tell them, get your backside in the camp and play. So then we'll talk. You know, we talked to Andre Brown when he got his butt to camp. You get yours to camp.
Well, I think it's interesting that his agent hasn't looked at the Steelers' history, realizing that this is a team that doesn't normally do this. This is a team that doesn't normally restructure contracts before the time is expired, unless there's a benefit to the team for it. And let's face it, he had a decent year, but it wasn't a standout year last year. So I don't think it
his
warrants the money he's looking
was,
for.
His first half was standout, okay? His second half, once the league adjusted to him, okay, when the league adjusted to him, he stopped being a standout. He became ordinary the second half of the season. He was not the game breaker he was in the opening 8 weeks. That's the big concern. Now, the Steelers, there's been a little chink in the history because Bruce Arians is not the offensive coordinator any longer. Todd Haley is. That's a major break as to how the Steelers do business. Okay, that they would move somebody out as a coordinator and move somebody in. I can't recall them ever doing that, ever. So that shows that there is maybe a break that maybe Mike Wallace's agent's looking at. Well, if they did that, then maybe they're willing to do something else. But Wallace should sign the tender. He's going to get great money if he signs the tender. Then after that, negotiate something. Do it through performance. I mean, if you're confident enough in your own ability, get out there and do it. And you look at the first 8 games he played last outstanding. An absolute game breaker. An absolute game breaker at wide receiver. One deep play after another. You look at the last eight games, and the word ordinary comes up. He became an ordinary part of the offense. They adjusted to him. He never adjusted back. And sports is about adjustments. He has to figure out how to get himself open. Because they were obviously rolling safeties, and they were playing him deeper off the edge. And he's not a guy that you go over the middle. I mean, and for him, for his agent to use the words Larry Fitzgerald, I'm sorry, but I have never used a sentence that had Larry Fitzgerald and Mike Wallace in the same sentence.
The question I want to know, though, in your opinion, when it comes to the Steelers making the deal with Antonio Brown, I mean, here's a guy that had a 1,000-plus season last season, averaged about 16 yards a catch, but only a couple of touchdowns. Wallace has had a couple of 1,000-yard seasons. I know Brown got a really big contract, or so it looks. Most of that money is backloaded into the end of the contract. But if you're trying to look at it from Mike Wallace's point of view now, it's like, well, wait a minute. My numbers were better than Brown's over the last, you know, with 2 years in a row. How come I'm not seeing that kind of number when it comes to renegotiating my contract?
Brown showed up.
Well, and that could very well be the difference. You're right.
Brown showed up. Brown went to OTAs, okay? Brown went to minicamp. Brown's in training camp. Brown's been a part of the mix, okay? He hasn't put the team above himself. He has decided that I'm going to learn what I need to learn. You know, he got that contract after he went to OTAs and minicamp. So, yeah, he showed up. You'd be amazed at all the things that happen in life when you show up. Not much is accomplished when you don't show up.
It's a little hard to get it done.
Very little. I mean, not much in life is accomplished if you don't show up. I mean, to be honest with you, that's the deal.
Well, it'll be interesting tomorrow to see what the situation is, too, with Harrison and that knee, because I think that is a big loss for the Steelers' defense if he's out and has to have his knee rebuilt or, you know, fixed or however you want to word it, and he's out for the entire year.
Oh, I obviously, it would be a huge loss. I mean, the two guys in that defense they can ill afford to lose are him and Troy Polamalu. I mean, those, you know, and of course they spend half the time without Polamalu anyway. But
it's true.
But they're the two guys that can ill afford to lose the most. And on offense, the guy that can ill afford to lose the most is Roethlisberger. You know, not Mike Wallace, Roethlisberger. At least you still got your quarterback. Believe me, you know. It's one thing Wallace is going to find out. You can waiver wire and get some guys to play wide receiver. It's one of those plentiful areas in the sport of football. Plentiful. He says he'll be back for the first game. I would get back a little sooner than that.
Yeah. Well, we talked about this yesterday. How ready are you going to be? I don't care what you're doing at home to stay in shape. It's not going to be the same.
Well, it's not staying in shape. It's the timing of the playbook. It's timing, not shape. I mean, that's the key. If you're not in shape, I mean, he'll be in shape. It's the timing. It's the game shape. It's taking hits. And that's where he is. That's where, you know, he's going to have a problem. The timing is because the offense is different. And you just don't walk in and go, hey, I got it. No, you don't have it. No, you don't have it. Now, Harrison's going to get a scope out of this. And we'll see what happens with him after that. But that's a blow for the defense. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Our number 1-800-795-9565, 1-800-795-9565. Okay.
Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza is having their River Fest of Savings. Choose from over 200 pre-owned vehicles at one location, and they all come with Sunbury Motors' lowest price promise. Sunbury Motors researches the market and makes sure their prices are the lowest of any like vehicle from a franchise dealer within a 50-mile radius. Pick from 15 pre-owned Escapes starting at $12,943. Choose from 13 Ford Focuses as low as $96,21. Sunbury Motors has one of the largest selections of used trucks in Central PA. Browse through over 30 F-150s, including a King Ranch 4x4 crew cab for only $13,563. SMC has 25 pre-owned Hyundais with Accents, Elantras, Sonatas, and Santa Fes in stock for immediate delivery. Sunbury Motors has every vehicle clearly marked with our lowest price promise. So hurry in to Sunbury Motors during River Fest of Savings. SMC in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza and at sunburymotors.com. Proudly serving the Susquehanna Valley since 1915.
First draft?
How can you tell?
Look, there's a few things you're going to want to know. Kickers go fast. You're going to take one early. And don't worry about running backs. You can always trade for one later.
Cool, thanks.
And one more thing. Manning retired.
Which one?
Both. It's good to have you here. You're my friend.
NFL.com Fantasy Rule 8.
Avoid friendly advice.
Really? You know, it's... I mean, that thing I gave you about retiring, you're not going to do it? All right. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. Roger and I had a plan. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. Jason Witten of the Cowboys, a lacerated spleen. And you're talking about a critical cog in that Dallas offense between Miles Austin and Jason Witten. They are the top two targets. I don't care about Dez Bryant. He thinks he's a top target, but he's, you know, he's more splash and dash than reality. Witten's the real deal forever. He's a critical cog to what they do. I mean, the tight end has been critical in the Cowboys' offense going all the way back to Billy Joe Dupree. And Witten has been as good as anybody for a long time. It is a lacerated spleen, and he is out. He's out for a period of time. And I know you're worried about James Harrison. And we get back to the holdout of Mike Wallace. I just don't understand where it's coming from. I mean, if he were Larry Fitzgerald or Calvin Johnson or Andre Johnson, one of the dominant wideouts in the game, you know, even Wes Welker, for goodness sakes, I'd give Wes Welker more money than I'd give Mike Wallace. And Wallace can do one thing. He can sprint down the field. He needs to be better than that.
Yeah, you can't run a 9 all day long and expect to be a high-quality receiver in the NFL. They're going to catch on.
And that's exactly right. They are going to catch on. No question about that. They will catch on to all of this. And, you know.
But a guy like that that has that kind of breakaway speed downfield, he should be also running quality patterns underneath. Once you beat a defensive back in the secondary once, he's going to play off you a lot. Now you should be making some cut routes and some routes to the sidelines, and that's where you're going to make a lot of your yardage, and then all of a sudden you can hit that big deep one. All he wants to do is hit the big deep one.
Right, and he wants the home run all the time, and it's taken away from him. They took it away from him in the last half of the last season. If he had had a season, Kevin, where he caught 8 touchdowns in the first half, okay, and say 4 in the second half, that would at least show me a level of consistency. All right? That would show me a level of consistency. Where I would reward that. But because he was so ordinary in the second half of the year and then ordinary in the playoff game, right? Ordinary in the playoff game, I can't reward that. That hasn't shown me yet that he is at that level. Larry Fitzgerald doesn't have many ordinary days. Calvin Johnson doesn't have very ordinary days. Andre Johnson doesn't have many ordinary days. And remember, Andre Johnson and Calvin Johnson are marked men in the league, as is Larry Fitzgerald. Teams game plan to take them out, and they can't. right? Well, they game planned to take out Mike Wallace, and they did. And that's the problem I have with his request about, you know, I should be paid like these guys. No, you shouldn't. You aren't those guys. And, see, I find that to be a big problem. That's a big problem, in my opinion. Yeah, in my opinion, that's a big problem.
I want to see Mike Wallace in a Steeler uniform for a long time. Don't get me wrong. I just don't know. I mean,
look,
this is a guy who in 09 and 10 averaged about 20 yards a catch both years. And he's averaging about 19 overall. That tells me he's averaging around 20 yards a catch, that he's making all of his catches deep. Look at a Calvin Johnson. Calvin Johnson at 1,100 and 1,600 yards in the last couple of years, averaging 14 to 15 yards a catch. That tells me he's catching a lot of stuff, not only the big stuff, but he's also catching stuff over the middle, too, and getting first downs.
He's getting first downs. He's making big plays. He makes plays in the clutch. I mean, that's the other part, too. I mean, you know, what do you do in the clutch when your team needs you? I mean, that's a big part of this. What do you do in the clutch? And, again, Mike Wallace, okay, second half of the year, ordinary. Okay, playoff game, ordinary. All right, news is next. Sarah Bartlett, who has the guts to play her team in fantasy football. I mean, the guts to show loyalty while Kevin sells out. Because points mean more than team.
It's all about the paper.
Let It Be Solar Hotline open at 1-800-795-9565.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Final half hour of the show today. We've been talking extensively about the Steelers, Pirates, and also fantasy football. The opening hour, had a little fun with that. Tomorrow we'll talk with Tim Benz at the Steelers camp. And we're going to have Jeff Lowe in a wrap-up of the Olympics tomorrow. Had Jeff on from London before. And we'll have Jeff on a wrap-up of the Olympics. That'll be appease you, Kevin. That'll make you feel better like it's still going on.
Well, I was going to say, you were busting on me yesterday about the fact that I didn't let go of the Olympics being over. But you know what? NBC Sports Network, used to be Versus, is running highlights of every stinking sport that was there for the last 24 hours, I think, on the network. I mean, NBC's really milking the Olympics now.
Well, they have no choice. They don't have programming.
Well, that's right? True.
I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. NBC Sports Network does not carry baseball. All right? So the baseball is the only sport going on right now, and NBC Sports Network does not carry the NFL. Notre Dame football will start on September 1st, so they'll finally get to that when they play Navy in Ireland. So they'll be able to carry that, plus the Mountain West and things like that. So they'll have some of those games on, but right now they don't have any games to carry. So if you don't have any games to carry, you need to take whatever programming you had, and then you roll it over into a series of programs on the Olympic Games, because that's the only programming ever now. The Tour de France, which they carry, is over with. IndyCar racing, which they carry, and they don't carry golf. So there are a lot of things that network doesn't carry, and the NHL hasn't started yet, and the NHL may not start.
Yeah, IndyCar's got that break because of the one race that was scheduled for China that they didn't have. So now their next race is August 26th. As a matter of fact, they even NBC Sports moved an IndyCar race to ABC. During the Olympics coverage, because they didn't want to break into Olympics coverage.
They figured the drivers are going to drive over the border?
I don't know.
Our number, 1-800-795-9565, 1-800-795-9565. You'd like to jump in and talk with us. So, again, Tim Benz coming up tomorrow from Steelers camp on what's going on there. And also tomorrow, Jeff Lowe on a recap of the Olympics. So that's what we have coming up tomorrow on the show. And, of course, we've already Zach Berman. We had him on from Eagles camp earlier in the week. So now we're going to flip it over to the western part of the state and get an update on the Steelers from Timmy, who's there all the time. Our number is 1-800-795-9565, 1-800-795-9565. Again, Melky Cabrera, too much testosterone. So he is out. 50-game suspension. In other words, the season essentially now over because that 50 games would take him to the end of October. It would take him to the middle of October. So he's essentially out. Dodgers, who have picked up Hanley Ramirez, Shane Victorino, Joe Blanton, they've made a lot of moves, and their bullpen's really good. And now the Giants, who have picked up Hunter Pence, hoping to counter that, now have Pence, and they also have Posey, but that's it. That's what they have. And that is not exactly a formula that you want to see at this time of the year. It's like getting a season-ending injury to a 350 hitter. Essentially, that's what it is. It's like having a 350 hitter get an injury. And for the Pirates, it's a huge break because the Pirates are fighting tooth and nail for that second spot. Now they can possibly open up some daylight in San Francisco with Cabrera out, and the team they really have to worry about now is St. Louis, which is a game back in the wild card race. Also, one quick note. Have you heard the story about North Carolina football? What will the NCAA do about this? I mean, this goes to the heart, to me, of what the NCAA tries to avoid. African and Afro-American Studies was allegedly a program at North Carolina, and it is alleged by the Raleigh News and Observer that players not only did not show up for class, but at the same time received grades. So they're getting false grades for the class. And now we'll see what they want to do about that, because this allegedly happened, according to Raleigh News and Observer, between 2007 and 2010.
The Sporting News is also reporting that they found an alleged transcript that may belong to former North Carolina 2 sports standout Julius Peppers, and it is not a transcript. So it might get even worse if this comes out to be true.
Well, first of all, I am disgusted that his transcript would be out there.
True.
Because, okay, his transcript should not be out there, even if it shows the indiscrepancies, okay, that you're talking about. I still find it disgusting, and here's the reason why. We have personal lives, all right? We're allowed to have our transcript be our transcript. Our transcript should not be public knowledge. Your transcript and my transcript shouldn't be public knowledge. You know, Buzz, who calls us all the time, his transcript shouldn't be public knowledge. And I think that part bothers me, that his transcript would be public knowledge for people to see, even if it does show something. To me, it's not worth finding out. Aren't we allowed to have our bank account be private? Aren't we allowed to have our transcript be private? What's happened to privacy in this country? It's always been one of the hallmarks that made this country great, is that, you know, you can have some privacy along the way. And, you know, the fact that somebody would release it, I find that abhorrent. I think it's wrong.
But isn't that another NCAA-style violation if that has indeed happened?
But they shouldn't have it.
No, I understand. I'm just saying, if that did happen and someone did release it, wouldn't that be a violation?
Depends on who released it.
Right.
What if it's Pepper's agent that did it? I don't know. It depends on who did it. No, but I'm saying, it depends on who released it. I mean, what if a parent was mad at him because, I don't know, what if a brother who's mad at him because maybe he's not giving him enough money as part of the entourage. You know how it works, okay? And says, "Yeah, well, I'm going to get him back." You don't know who released it. Now, but somebody within the university, that's dead wrong. That is absolutely unethical. And I'm getting it's not our right to know what his transcript is. It is not our right to know what classes he took. It's not our right to know what grades he got. Right? If he's going after a job and he needs his transcript for the job so that they get a gauge on it, that's one thing. But to have it released, I mean, he has a right to privacy like anybody else. And I don't, you know, and I find some of this stuff where it's like, you know, the right to know. Right to know what? Right to know what? You don't have a right to know Kevin's bank account. You don't have a right to know what Sarah Bartlett's transcript was. You don't have the right to, I mean, just like we don't, I mean, you know, and that's the part that gets me is that I have no interest in it. That's the part that gets me is I have no interest in knowing what somebody else makes. I remember when it was a big, big deal about, the Harrisburg Patriot News was going after Joe Paterno's salary. Remember that? You know, and it was just a way to get other salaries as well. And they're part of the state pension plan. Even though they're paid from the, as an athletic department employee, you're paid from the Autonomous Athletic Fund, you are still on the state pension plan. I mean, I know I am. Right, so they released salaries. And I remember somebody, before this came out, somebody said, how interested am I? And I was at a speaking engagement in Harrisburg. And they said, how interested are you to find out how much Joe makes? And I said, I don't care what Joe makes. I care what I make. I mean, his salary doesn't pay my bills. It's none of my business. It's none of my business how much money Bill O'Brien makes. It's none of my business how much money Patrick Chambers makes. It's just not. And that's the way I've always felt about it the entire time. I think privacy is a very important thing. And it doesn't matter to me how much money Bill O'Brien makes at all, or Patrick Chambers. And I don't care how much money the university president makes, Rodney Erickson, or what Dave Joyner makes. I mean, to me, that's their money. They've earned it. That's their, you know, that's what they're taking care of their families with. I know what I need to make to help take my care of my family. That's what I care about. So when it comes to that, I didn't care. And the reason why is I need my money to pay my bills. His money doesn't help me pay my bills. It doesn't pay my mortgage, my car payment, or anything like that. And the same thing with the transcript. Whomever released the transcript, it's absolutely unethical. Absolutely unethical. I don't know who did it. You know, and we don't even know if it's true. I mean, we don't even know if it's true. And that's the part, you know, so, I mean, I've always felt this way about it. Because I just think that, I think it's important, Kev. I really do. And I think there's just too much, you know, hey, we need to know. It's really neat to know. Hey, no, we don't. No, we don't.
Well,
you know, I don't need to know. I don't need to know what courses he took.
The way it came out is definitely wrong, but if it is a situation where something wasn't done properly, I'd like to see, and this is not, this is because this is what happened to Penn State, it should happen. No, if the NCAA is going to take a stand on things like what just happened, then the NCAA needs to continue to take a stand on things. That's what I'm waiting
but
for.
But if there is a, but it, what Julius Peppers' transcript is irrelevant to me if, especially if they have evidence that this course was a false course, a fake course, and was used to garner grades.
Right, okay. Exactly.
Now, to me, that's significant, and you can find that out without looking at his transcript.
No, I completely agree. I'm just saying this whole thing, the NCAA really needs to look into, not based on the transcript, but based on the other evidence.
Well, sure it is. I mean, this is what the NCAA should be looking into, okay? Because these are individuals staying eligible through false means, okay? That's what they should be looking into. That's a competitive advantage, okay? If you're going to go to college, then you should be taking college-level courses. And to me, that's what it's all about. And everyone knows how I feel about them delving in. The NCAA did not delve into at all what happened with Virginia lacrosse, where a member of the men's team was accused of killing a member of the women's team. It's a legal situation. It's not. It involved two athletes, allegedly involved two athletes, but you know, it's not to me. It's not their business. Okay, their business to me is making sure that rules are followed on a competitive level, right? On a competitive level. The Ohio State situation was significant because players were getting money. And I'm not completely I wasn't completely sold, for example. Their own memorabilia. I was never completely sold on that, Kev. And the reason I wasn't is that I always felt that, for example, very fortunate. I have two championship rings, okay? No, I mean, for my problem.
Obviously having a little bit of difficulty here with Steve's connection here as he continues to talk about a couple of different things with the UNC. I think Steve's back now. Go ahead and finish that thought.
Yeah. No, I was saying that I did not have a problem, for example. You know, Ohio State, they were talking about Ohio State, the tattoo gate thing and so forth, and part of it was selling the memorabilia. I always felt that once somebody received something, it was theirs. And I was never completely sold on the probation Ohio State got and so forth about this. I know the tattoo parlor is being, the tattoo thing's one thing. I understand, I understand that. And also the fact that the guy's being investigated, was being investigated by the FBI. That's another part of it. But they were selling, jerseys and so forth. But if they acquired the jerseys, for example, with the idea to sell them, fine. But to me, if you get a championship ring, like, which is, if you win the Big Ten, you get a championship ring. I have a Big Ten championship ring, okay? I have an NIT championship ring. But to me now, they're my property. They're not the property of anybody else. And I never really understood why Pryor, for example, couldn't sell his for the simple reason that once they gave it to you, it's yours. So there are too many fast and loose rules. And then I see a situation like this at North Carolina that if true, capital I, capital F, if true, that's what the NCAA should be cracking down on.
Let me ask this question.
54 athletes allegedly right. Getting through on a false course.
And maybe this is the wrong feeling to have, but right now, where is the four-letter network on this? I don't see anything on it. I'm looking at the college football section, and there's not a single thing discussed about it right now. Where is everybody on this issue when it comes to a violation? Why is this so late to get jumped on when, we're still jumping on Penn State on a regular basis when opportunities arise?
Ratings.
I mean, the number three headline is Penn State to host National Child Sex Abuse Panel. That's the number three headline.
Well, to them, it's what draws people to them. I mean, they stopped being a news organization a long time ago when they made the decision they wanted to be entertainment. When the E in ESPN means Entertainment Sports and Programming Network. They've gone heavily toward the E part. And they did so a long time ago, where sports was entertaining and tabloid. And when you make something into a tabloid, which is what they've done, unfortunately, then it changes what you're talking about.
Can't wait for this outside
the what happened? What happened? I don't know. What happened at Syracuse, which they were involved in because they had a tape, they swept that away. What happened with USC, where Shelly Smith was assigned to that team every single day during the Reggie Bush years, okay? I mean, see, the problem they have is I remember things. Shelly Smith was assigned to USC football every single day. All this stuff was happening around her, and she never knew. She was there every day. She had access to practice every day. She was around it every day. Didn't bother to follow up on it, investigate it, figure it out, right? They had that tape in the vault all that time, never bothered to say, wait a minute, there might be something here. But who put that in the vault? I don't understand. And then you have this North Carolina thing, which is a huge thing. It's a huge thing, and how the NCAA reacts to it after the Penn State situation is a big deal. Will it show the consistency that Kevin's talking about, or will it show, again, when it comes to the situation at Virginia Lacrosse, oh, staying out of it? You know, you can't just, if you're going to be an organization that wants to be almighty and powerful, you just can't pick your battles. And right now, they'd rather talk about Matt Barkley and USC being number one and don't feel like delving into problems. And the fact that a major scandal in Syracuse, they allegedly had a tape of it and had it in a vault. And when a major scandal happened at USC, they had a reporter assigned to USC every single day and acted as if they were shocked and surprised by it.
Or that the USC head coach is now recusing himself from voting in the coaches' poll. Whoopee.
That's a minor thing. Yeah, they talk about that.
Big deal.
It's such a minor. Who cares if he votes? I could care less if he votes. You know? I mean, you know. But again, what network carries USC football?
Exactly.
On radio. I mean, you can't go through and think the audience is stupid all the time. So one thing that we do on the show, above all, I think our audience is smart. So you never talk down to the audience, and you never back away from take things away from, because from Sealands Grove to Williamsport to Harrisburg to Danville to Milton to Shermokin to Sunbury, where between, they're smart people. They're smart people listening to this show. You can't fool them. We'll come back to wrap it up on News Radio 1070 WKOK after this. Welcome back. Final segment of the show here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Tomorrow, Tim Benz will drop in from La Trobe on how Steelers camp is going. Also, Jeff Lowe and a recap of the Olympics. That's all on tomorrow's show, which we're looking forward to. Plus, we'll get into a little bit of Penn State football as well, into the scrimmage that took place today here at Beaver Stadium. And we'll talk about that tomorrow as well. But yes, today's show, for the uninitiated that you may not know, today's show is in the broadcast booth at Beaver Stadium.
Steve's second.
Right now I'm alone. The scrimmage,
his second
the scrimmage
home,
is over.
His second home, but it's a little awkward without Jack to your right.
Well, no, Jack was on the field. Jack and I spent the first half hour of the scrimmage together, then I came up here. But Jack was on the field the entire time. So. Yeah, I know you wanted me to bring him up and so forth, but, you know, he was up here. It's a little, you know, he had a lot of work to do. So
it's all right. I know.
Yes, I am. I'm currently sitting in my seat at the 40-yard line at Beaver Stadium in the broadcast booth. So that's where the Sunbury Motor Studio, for the first time ever, the Sunbury Motor Studio was at Beaver Stadium in the broadcast booth. How about that, Sunbury Motors? 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Key, routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. Let It Be Solar sponsors the hotline. As always, can't wait to use the hotline tomorrow and hear from you. To Captain Fantasy Football, I say good night.
Good night.